Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Alan Levy Show at blogtalkradio.com. Be prepared to call in now and chat with Alan and his very special guest right here at blogtalkradio.com. With no more further ado, please welcome your host, Mr. Alan Levy.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio. It is my pleasure to be here. I'm the founder and CEO of Blog Talk Radio, and you're listening to the Alan Levy Show. It's live on, what is this, Tuesday night? I think it's Tuesday night, and I'm really excited about the show we have tonight. We are talking about fantasy, and it's one of the real exciting platforms on Blog Talk Radio that we created about 2 years ago, and we're going to have three guests on, and they're calling in now, and I'll bring them on momentarily. And my guests include Mark Ronick, who is the creator of the Fantasy Sports Channel on Blog Talk Radio, Scott Engel of RotoExperts.com, and Paul Greco of Fantasy Pros 911. And they're all part of the Sports Channel, and we're going to talk about the Sports Channel today. And one of the real exciting aspects of it is what we're going to talk about, is that we won a couple of awards at the Fantasy Sports Channel Top Podcast Awards. So that's one of the reasons why I wanted to have the show. It is an all-year-round network. These guys are top in the industry, and I'm really excited. So I'm going to bring them on now and as we talk about it. So, again, if you'd like to call in into the live show, you could reach us at 347-677-0649. It's 347-677-0649. You can also find the show at Alan Levy on Blog Talk Radio. And let's start bringing in our guests. The first guest that we have here is Paul Greco. How are you, Paul?
Hey, good evening. How are you doing tonight, Al? It's been a long time, my friend.
Yes, it's been a long time. I'm really happy that you're able to join us today. And Mark Ronick is on as well, and he runs the Fantasy Sports Channel on Blog Talk Radio. How are you?
I'm good, Alan. How's everything going?
Wonderful, wonderful. And Scott Engel, who is most famous for his picks, but he's also quite famous for appearing in the Wall Street Journal video that has been sitting on our website for the last 2 years. How are you, Scott?
Good. How are you doing tonight?
Wonderful, wonderful. So I want to thank you for being on the show tonight. You know, when I became aware that the Fantasy Sports Channel on Blog Talk Radio won, I think, two awards, so we're going to talk about the specifics, I was like, we got to talk about it, because the stuff that you're doing on Blog Talk Radio with fantasy is just not happening anywhere else, I believe, in terms of this interactive capability. So it's a pleasure for all you guys to be here. Someone's eating dinner or something?
We're cleaning the dishes, yes.
Cleaning the dishes. So whoever, who was that, by the way?
Mark.
Mark, so we'll talk to you last.
Okay. I'm clear now.
Why don't you mute your line? So Paul, why don't we get started with you? Just tell us what's happening with you and what shows you're hosting on Blog Talk Radio. How long, you know, you and I have spoken for a couple of years now at least. Tell us about your history here at Blog Talk and how it's been going and what's happening with the network.
Well, I'll tell you what. I guess I'm the most proud of being probably, and I think I still am, I think I'm the first fantasy sports show that was on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
You know, so I have a long history of Blog Talk Radio, and it's been fantastic. You know, we run not only a baseball Blog Talk Radio shows for many of the guys that write over at FantasyPros91.com, but on Sunday mornings, you know, we during the football season, we have an amazing show that gets in the live chats, you know, in the hundreds, which is really amazing once you start getting those types of numbers. And mm-hmm. What's great about it, it allows you to get even more motivated each week, you know, to put on a good show, and allows you really to get a great reach in the fantasy sports realm as far as contacting people like the guys that you have here, like Mark and like Scott. So it's a great way to network with a lot of great people, and I think what we've done best as a community with the Fantasy Sports Channel is brought in great character guys that allows each one of us to work well together. And I think it's worked fantastic since Mark's put it together, especially with the guys that he's brought in.
No, there's no question. And Scott, how are you tonight?
Doing good. You know, got multiple baseball games on at home. Jillian knows while I speak to you.
And how many screens do you currently watch on your TV there?
I got two TVs and a computer monitor.
Two TVs and a computer monitor. So yeah. What is it about? Now you got started in Blog Talk Radio. What about 18 months ago or so? When did you get started over here?
I think we were pretty much on from the beginning of the Fantasy Sports Channel. You know, Roto Radio has been on since I started at Roto Experts back in June of 2008. And, you know, we've grown to have many shows, too, that I host. We may be bringing back our NASCAR podcast, too. We have a Hoops edition. We've had a UFC edition in the past. And we even have a fantasy soccer show now on Monday morning. So we try to cover as many sports as we do. And even though the way to get on Blog Talk Radio is easy for anybody to do, we take it very seriously, professionally. We have producers for each show, and we book top guests in the industry. You know, basically from a lot of our connections. So, we take it very seriously. It's easy to use, but it's something that we take very seriously.
No, and I appreciate that, and it's totally it's very much noticed. I mean, there's so many fantasy and Mark when you're back.
I'm back.
Oh, you're back. Okay.
Yes.
Well, before we get to a couple of the questions, Mark, congratulations on the effort you put forth in kind of managing, creating this, and kind of putting this together. And what is it like to win? Just describe about these fantasy awards that you won and the podcasting awards that you won recently. It's quite exciting.
It is, and it's actually a huge honor because the Fantasy Sports Trade Association has been around for years now, I think well over 10 years, and to be recognized by the community, including members of the association who are not yet on the Fantasy Sports Channel, to be recognized, like I said, is just a huge honor, and it was definitely a goal I had set out early on when we started this. It was, you know, was to get that recognition and bringing in guys like Paul and Scott. And you know, all sorts of other guys, like Paul said. I mean, we have so many guys from well-known, you know, fantasy sports websites that and big names. I mean, it's a pleasure. And I've got to say, you know, I like to say it was really hard to do, but everybody made it real easy. These hosts, everybody gathered together and, you know, I mean, look, Paul and Scott, they have their websites compete, you know, for you know, subscribers, yet they work very well together and do each other's shows, and that's how the entire host community is, and it's just a wonderful thing to see, and it's really showing that fantasy sports, even though it's a hobby, it's you know, Scott said it's a very serious hobby, and we provide a service that people really enjoy.
So there's no question, and I one of the things that I, you know, when we created Blog Talk Radio, I mean, just to put things in context, we're hosting 1,200 live shows a day now on the network. We had over 11,000 hosts totally. So fantasy is an important element of our network, and we cover many, many different areas. The really thing that was exciting for me is that, of course, we're using phones to create podcasts, which is unorthodox. We're actually we've developed technology that will roll out the second half of the year that will be like recorded at 16K and have a capability that will really be digital quality. But what's really exciting is that it's the conversations that we're having like this and the ones you have all the time that enabled you to win that award. And that was really the essence of Blog Talk Radio. The power of Blog Talk Radio is in the conversation and the caliber of the conversation, not necessarily in the digital elements of the platform, and so that was really nice to see. And just one thing I would add is that we just won for the top 100 small business podcasts. 9 of our hosts won an award, again using the technology. So it's one of the things that really surprised me. And you know, Paul, I asked you this question. There's so many platforms online which are fantasy. Why do you think that more of them haven't really thought about adopting this kind of live interactive format where people can call in and ask questions. You can get great guests on. I mean, I don't know, who are some of the guests? You've had some of the top sports stars on your shows over the last year or so.
Yeah, I've been fortunate as the associate editor for Baseball Digest. It gives me a little bit more access probably than some of the other folks within the fantasy industry, only because, you know, when you take a look at professional sports, they still do not recognize within the companies, the sport companies, actual fantasy. So it's very difficult for a lot of fantasy hosts to try to get these guys. And it's kind of given us, you know, the ability to talk to a lot of guys. And I mean, we've had some of the top prospects in the game. We go out to Arizona, allows us to get on the field. And, you know, to kind of, you know, answer your question, I think that the biggest difference that you guys at Blog Talk allow us to do is from a standpoint of money. You know, a lot of the, you know, a lot of the fantasy sites that are coming up are trying to emerge, like ourselves and Roto Experts, is that, you know, when you're kind of cash-strapped and you're not the big guys like the CBSs and the ESPNs, it allows us to really market ourselves a little bit easier than if we had to spend that money somewhere else. So I think that the platform that you guys provide for us and the guests that we're able to bring in as a whole with the Fantasy Channel really gives us an edge, I think, over some of the other competitors that aren't doing what we're doing right now, because we can reach a bigger audience.
Yeah, what do you think, Scott?
Well, I think that, you know, certain sports and organizations are embracing fantasy. You know, we have a great relationship with NASCAR, and when I did my NASCAR podcast last year in the afternoons, actually one of the guys from NASCAR itself was the co-host of the show with me. So, you know, using our connections, you know, we can get good guests. You know, we can get quality guests. Yeah, we're up and coming, but I think ourselves and companies like Fantasy Pros 911 have becoming more recognizable in the industry, and it really gives us an easy way to get on the air. And you know, we do a lot of like appearances and shows with like, you know, bigger market, I guess what would be considered bigger market stations like ESPN Radio, Clear Channel, you know, serious stuff like that, and XM. You know, we've been on satellite radio, and we'll continue to be on satellite radio and ESPN Radio and Clear Channel. But, you know, Blog Talk is always going to be a home for us. You know, no matter where we go and what we do, you know, it's an easy user friendly way to get our shows out there.
Yeah.
I also wanted to say, you know, more and more people are joining as hosts who may not have the backgrounds that Paul and Scott have. I mean, you know, Paul mentioned, you know, his tie-in with Baseball Digest, and, you know, Scott having worked for CBS Sports and ESPN. You know, these are two guys that you know really have a lot of connections in the industry. But, you know, what I've definitely been trying to do is bringing in some of these guys who, you know, aren't necessarily, you know, well-connected in the sports industry, but you know, live and breathe, you know, the game of baseball or football or, you know NASCAR, et cetera, bringing them in to the channel and letting them participate, giving them their own shows. And you know, and again, they've got a community of hosts here that are happy to help and contribute and make their shows successful. So, you know, again, I go back to just the idea of community, and I think that's, you know, that's the key. And I think little by little, more and more people are, you know, are seeing that Blog Talk Radio is a great outlet to help, you know, having maybe a tight budget to really be able to create a legitimate radio show.
Right. And I think one of the things that you're going to see in the next year is the complete build-out of the platform in terms of, you know, advertising and audience, and we're redesigning our site. You know, we're going to have to do a much better job in aggregating audiences and then monetizing them.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we get in a little into, like, what do you see for the upcoming season? You know, Paul, give me some of who is some of the most expensive positions by, you know, out there now? Obviously, like a Halliday or a Sabathia, or what are you seeing?
Are you talking fantasy-wise, or are we talking legitimate
fantasy.
Baseball? Well, I mean, fantasy, of course, you're always going to have the big guy, Albert Pujols, will always be on top. The Hanley Ramirez, the shortstop of the Florida Marlins. These are guys that are going to go closer, probably about $50. I was fortunate enough to participate in National League Tout, which is an industry-leading, you know, draft that happened in New York City at Citi Field just a couple of weeks ago. We saw guys going in, you know, 40s. You're going to get the Ryan Howards. You're going to get the Prince Fielders. So there's always going to be high-dollar guys. And what we saw a lot this year after we had, you know, analyzed a lot of our expert drafts between a lot of our writers is the fact that we saw a lot of individuals really spend a lot of money auction-wise up front and quick to try to capture categories early. And then we saw a lot of the third- and fourth-tier type baseball players going for cheap. So it was an interesting type of year as we look back as far as drafts, especially in auction. And, of course, you know, when you take a look at the snake drafts, it's one of the things that makes fantasy nice and easy, especially for beginners, because you can see the trends and you can roll with the punches. So those are really the two significant differences right now that we saw as we look back at the 2010 fantasy drafts between the auctions and the snake draft.
No, that's wonderful. Who are some of like most overvalued players that you running into, Mark? What are you seeing out there this year?
Well, you know, you're talking to a guy who's more of the football side than on the baseball side. I've always said to these guys, don't come to me for baseball because that is it's just way over my head. That's one of the games that I sit and watch and. Every year I say I'm going to jump into a fantasy baseball league, and every year I get intimidated. So I would pass that on to Scott.
Okay. Scott, what do you think?
Well, I think, you know, there are always going to be overvalued and undervalued players. A big controversy is should you spend a lot on Joe Mauer because, you know, the scarcity of the position. I'm not saying necessarily that Mauer is overvalued, but I'm just not going to spend that much on a catcher just because the position is scarce. I've seen that bite me in the past. And as far as closers go, it's like, okay, I've learned you shouldn't punt the position either, but you don't want to overspend it on it either. You know, you don't necessarily want to have to spend a top dollar on Rivera or Papelbon. I think you'd still get a very good closer and not spend a lot of money, you know. And I think we're going to have to wait and see with a lot of the other guys, you know. We'll have to see with Cliff Lee how he does when he gets healthy. But my mind really is starting to turn to, you know, now we're in the regular season now. It's like my mind is totally shut off from drafts now, and it's really about the everyday lineups and, you know, every season is different, and you can base so much on the past. But I think everybody who knows who's underrated and overrated, at this point, we're just going to have to see how it plays out. One of my strategies is to really avoid the young guys, though, until I see what they can do. I mean, I know Jason Hayward homered in his first game, and he's got incredible bat speed and has a great spring. But when they go around the lineup, like say two, three, when they see him around the league two, three times, you know, you might hit a significant slump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no doubt. Let me ask you a question, Paul. Which is, of all the platforms online, you know, the ESPN, CBS, MarketWatch, Yahoo, which is the biggest and most robust fantasy platform?
Are you talking from a standpoint of, like, using it as a commissioner?
Yeah, as a commissioner, I mean, which is the biggest? Like, you know, which is the biggest of all?
Well,
you know, what's most noted ESPNs? I mean, they're all beating each other, seemingly, with the same kind of content.
Yeah, you're right about that. The one thing that I like about ESPN over some of the other ones, I do like the commissioner platform a little bit more. Now, when it comes to content, you know, you could throw it up. I actually like CBS Sportsline content a little bit more. I'm not the biggest Matthew Berry fan in the world. You know, I think he's more entertainment value than he is knowledge value. So that's not, you know, discredit to what Matt does because he does a great job for what he gets paid for. But I think Yahoo's probably in a little bit in the back burner. But, you know, all three of those guys continually beat themselves up. They're always looking to, you know, get the next best thing. CBS last year with the auction. You know, so to me right now, if it's platform, if I'm looking to host a, you know, a league, I'm going to go with ESPN. But if I'm looking for content, I like what Eric Mack and his guys are doing over at CBS Sportsline.
Well, someone's got to talk to these guys about Blog Talk Radio and let them know what we have over here. And we could power up their league with our technology. It doesn't have to be on Blog Talk Radio's website. We could just power up their fantasy leagues.
Well, I will tell you this. Last year, what we did from Fantasy Pros 911 is we were actually at Tout Wars, and we actually broadcasted this, the actual draft. And because of security this year, which was hosted out at Citi Field, nobody else was allowed in there except for the participants. So it was very difficult to really have an audience for Tout and, you know, to use the Blog Talk platform, because it was a big hit last year. Tony Sincotta flew in and did a great job from Fantasy Pros as far as broadcasting it. But unfortunately this year, because of where it was hosted by Fanball, security did not allow anybody else over at Citi Field.
Hmm. What do you think, Scott? How do we get like our technology embraced into these larger platforms, and they really see the power, the ability for people to call in and ask you a question and respond, and like Vinny from Brooklyn or whoever it was, right? You did that thing in the Wall Street Journal piece. What do you think?
You know, as far as the bigger companies, I remember when I was out at the FSTAs, I think it was last year or something like that, and somewhere between a conversation between me and Mark, we ended up in a conversation with Sports Illustrated, and now Sports Illustrated guys use Blog Talk Radio. So it's really a thing of getting out to the FSTAs and, you know, networking. Last year, Mark and I did an all-day thing from the FSTAs down in Florida. It was very, very well received. Everybody in the industry wanted to be on. So having a presence at industry-wide events, I think, is very important to expose Blog Talk Radio to the rest of the industry. It was nice, you know, to keep walking up to the platform to accept the awards this year. Every time I thought I was going to sit down, I had to walk back up. You know, that was cool. But
right.
You know,
two of them, right?
Yeah.
Two awards. Yeah. What were the two awards?
We won for best podcasting, and we also won because we going into last fall, into the football season, we launched a new landing page for the Fantasy Sports Channel, trying to really get all of the big important things that everybody looks for when they come to the Fantasy Sports Channel, from player news to obviously the media player, all sorts of content. We did a whole redesign and we got the award for best new or updated website.
I think, though, to further answer your question, though, Alan, you know, how do you get on those bigger sites and how do you connect with those bigger sites? I mean, having worked at ESPN and CBS, and we're a partner of Yahoo's, especially with ESPN and CBS Sportsline, they have their own resources to do podcasts, especially a place like ESPN. And, you know, Yahoo has never been big on the podcast. They're more on the video. I think it's more of a thing of, you know, ESPN, CBS, and Yahoo really aren't the only games out there as far as fantasy content goes. And if people are looking for guys who are more purists, say, on a specific fantasy sport, and they want to go somewhere that's hardcore or where they can hear something anytime, then Blog Talk Radio has that destination. You know, being in this industry since 1997, I've seen things change a lot to where, like, the independent sites really ruled the industry, and people like ESPN, CBS, and Yahoo didn't get the respect yet as, like, respectable fantasy sites. That all changed when they started to buy up and suck up a lot of the independents. But now the independents are trying to compete with the bigger boys. I think, you know, Blog Talk Radio could be a platform for a lot of the independent fantasy sites to make their voice heard and for them to come back. Because the great thing about this industry is there's room enough for everybody.
Right. And, of course, we are doing something that is unusual in the space. And I'm going to bring on a caller in a moment. But a couple of comments in the chat room. Jeff Manns makes a comment. Hey, Alan, great idea for a show. Thank you for all you do for us. Well, Jeff, thank you for listening, and thank all of the fantasy hosts and their communities for participating in it. And the fat guys on fantasy, thanks, Alan and Mark Ronick, for all you do for us, the fat guys. So give them a note, heads up. So let me just give you a sense also about where we're going with it. And Mark and I have spent a lot of time on Blog Talk Radio. I mean, obviously, we created the, you know, I created the platform, and Mark's done a great job. We have so much content, and I believe, and one of the things we're really starting to do is understand our audience, and our audiences are beginning to really be very well developed. And fantasy, to me, is one of the premier assets that Blog Talk Radio has. And so what's going to happen as we redesign the site, we're going to have much more visibility to the fantasy channel, much more exposure to the fantasy channel, and therefore we're going to drive more audience on the fantasy channel. And, you know, with so many things going on, as in the formative stages of a new platform, I believe, it's just my sense, that in time, by the end of the year, we're going to have very large platforms looking at our level of engagement. Because you guys provide a capability. Well, first of all, the ability. Today we had Ricky Williams on a show. I don't know if you knew that he was on. Did any of you guys know Ricky Williams was on today?
No, I didn't hear that.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he was on our homepage. He was on one of our shows. Every day there's another star, basketball star. We had John Starks on. We've got Eric from the Knicks blog is doing his show. We've got it's just amazing. But the ability to ask the questions of the pros on what to do with that athlete in fantasy is something that is differentiated. And it's going to be, as you said, Scott, it doesn't have to be the top three or four platforms. But at the end of the day, this is a differentiated element, and those guys are going to need that. And it's going to get recognized when we collectively do a better job in promoting it, and that's something we're going to do on our side. I am very bullish on fantasy.
Yeah, that's great in terms of, like, when you have shows like the 7 Train to Shea and you're a Met fan and you can get a player on there, and that's a niche show, and you can get a player on there and you talk to them. For, you know, for us fantasy guys, you know, you don't get a lot out of players. You know, you get stuff like, I'm taking it one day at a time and I'm giving 110% and I'm doing this for the team. That's not going to help us with our fantasy advice, unfortunately. So when we go out and get guys like Peter King from Sports Illustrated,
right,
that can give you inside information and not just, you know, the quotes, things like that, you know, that's where a fantasy sports channel becomes powerful. But those celebrity-type appearances do have their place, you know, on the right channels.
And are you seeing them come in, Paul, on some of these types of guys? Has Peter King been on? Have you seen him on the network?
We had Peter King on last year, actually.
He did, really?
Yeah, we did. And you know, we've had guys from ESPN. We've had Matthew Berry on the Fantasy Sports Channel before, and we've had other analysts from ESPN on the show before. And I think that, Alan, that's the first step towards really that recognition that we're looking for towards, you know, the big names in the industry.
Yeah,
when you get somebody like Gil Brand from NFL.com on your show, and Gil is a friend of mine, and he comes on and he just gives you this great type of inside information. You know, it makes it a destination that fantasy players want to come. You know, it's great to, if you're a fantasy fanatic, to just put on the Fantasy Sports Channel and let it run all day at work if you can, or at home.
Right, with the 24/7 streaming. Again, we'll see on Blog Talk Radio many more channels this coming year. We've got the Fantasy as a lead channel. We have another one, which is the Fly Lady channel, but there's going to be a comedy channel, a business channel, entertainment channel, and more channels, and that's where we're going to be heading towards because there's just so much content and so on. Any Met fans over there? I know, Paul, you're a Met fan, right?
Oh, yes, I am.
I was at opening day yesterday.
You were. So, Scott, you're a Met fan, too?
Huge. My
huge.
Dad took me to my first game in 68. I couldn't decide yesterday where to wear my 69 Seaver or my 83 Hernandez.
You know, I had tickets. See, I'm a Met fan, of course, which is not easy to be like all of you.
Yes.
Mark, I don't know. We didn't cover you.
I am a Met fan.
As well.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, it's a great group, yeah.
It's a great group. Well, Paul, you and I were on the show with Matt Cerrone, I think, a couple of years ago. From Mets blog, and I had Met tickets. I had amazing tickets that were actually that I got. We had them transferred over from Citi Field from Shea, and they were actually next to the Wilpon box. And they were very expensive. I had them last year, but they're so awful. They were so poor. Isn't it disheartening to see what the Phillies have done with Halliday, and you see what's happening on with the Yankees, and even the Red Sox with Lackey? Guys, tell me about, you know, where you think the Mets are going this year, And, you know, I mean, yeah, obviously they won yesterday, but what a franchise in seemingly disarray.
Well, being a Met fan, I guess, is not like, I'm not one of those Met Jet fans, you know, or until the Jets. You know,
like Paul.
All doom and gloom,
whoa,
you know.
Wait a sec. Marty, first of all, you've listened to my show, Football. You know that I wear the jersey. I'm in it to win it as a Jet
you
fan.
Are.
So whether
you are.
They win or lose. I mean, even though last year I wore the Brett Favre jersey until he started playing like crap, and then I burned it, but on the show. So, you know, it's one of those types of things. But, you know, I'm a Met Jet lover, unlike my my esteemed colleague over here, Mr. Scott Angle.
Well, you know, I'm not a doom and gloom Jet fan like Jet fans other than Paul Greco.
Right.
There's a large faction of Met Jet fans who are all about the doom and gloom. I've been a fan for so long. There's been so many ups and so many downs that you can never get high or never get too low. You know, I'm not a Yankee fan. I don't like them, and you know, but I'm not concerned about what they do. It's not reflective of what I feel about the Mets. You know, and the thing about the Phillies is the only thing I don't like is that a lot of Philly fans come into Citi Field and start fights and stuff like that.
Yeah, they're
I don't
animal.
Want to have to take my kid to that in that type of environment, but other than that, you know, I'm with the Mets win or lose, and I never get too high and I never get too low.
Yeah, no, and I agree, and it's just a frustrating thing, and one of the most enjoyable things that I like to do working hard and is just sitting there at night. You know, the last few years I just have my laptop in the living room watching the Mets play. It's such a great, so much fun, and when they're so out of it, they're gone. It's like a it's a void, right? I mean, Mark, what do you think? You know, I know you enjoy it, but it's so hard to watch the Yankees.
Well, yeah, I mean, and you know what? You don't even, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're a Mets fan or not. I mean, it seems like you're either a Yankees lover or a Yankees hater. And you know, it's frustrating to, you know, see the Yankees win. It was very nice to see them lose on opening night to the Red Sox. You know, but yeah, it's hard to cheer for that team that seems to do it just about year in and year out. And you know, the Mets, you know, they what they provide for us fans is drama. I mean, we they're, like Scott said, there's lots of ups and lots of downs, and you know, you kind of bleed and you tear up for the Mets, and that's, you know, that's just kind of the way it is being a Mets fan. But,
yeah.
You know, I want to steer the subject away for a second, if you don't mind.
Let me say
and,
one thing really quick, Mark.
Yeah.
If last year's World Series, as a Mets fan, if the great thing about it is you've rooted for both teams to lose every game and one team lost in every game.
Yeah, that's
right.
True.
Right.
Yeah. That's all you can ask for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, when Scott said the Phillies, it clicked in my head, and you know, being the football guy that I am, it made me think of Philadelphia, and the big talk this week is the fact that Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Donovan McNabb has moved to my favorite football team, the Washington Redskins, and I haven't had a chance to really talk to Scott or Paul about this move. It's been quite the topic here in the Washington, D.C. area. People are just don't know, fans don't really know what to make of it. So I'm looking here to, let me ask Paul first, if you don't mind. Paul, what do you think of this trade? Do you think it helps the Redskins, and do you think it hurts the Eagles?
You know, it, to me, it's one of those types of deals where you have a pile of crap, and sometimes you find a diamond in it, and sometimes you don't. So it's kind of like that to me. I mean, this is an area where Donovan McNabb could be going to the perfect situation, but let's be honest, he could be going to a crappy situation as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to me, I'm not looking at it as that big a deal. I'm sure it's going to be a storyline all the way up until the first game, especially there in the Washington area. But, you know, I mean, here's a guy that couldn't get it done in Philadelphia. I think he had better personnel while he was there in Philadelphia, especially during the heyday. And, you know, now he goes to a team to where, you know, the money gets thrown around like you know, they're making it rain at a club. But, you know, you have to have cohesiveness within the locker room. And I think if you take a look at the last few Super Bowl champs, you saw that. And I don't think the Washington Redskins are that type of team. I think they're a team of a bunch of individuals, and I think it's going to continue that way. And I look for them to finish third in that division.
What do you think, Scott?
Well, since Paul covered it so well from the Washington angle, I'll just say from the Philadelphia angle that we went from a long-time regime of Westbrook and McNabb to now we're seeing the new guard. You know, we're seeing Cobb and LeSean McCoy, and I like Cobb. I've liked him from the beginning. He's a smart kid. He's been a quick study in the NFL. He played well when given the chance last year. The Eagles obviously like him. I don't think he's – the biggest thing that I like about him, Cobb from the intangibles perspective is I don't think he's intimidated by the pro game at all, and I think the Eagles think his time is now. And, you know, when they make a move like that, their front office and their football people should know what they're doing. And I think it's going to be a good move. And as far as McNabb goes, McNabb is not old in football years. I laugh when I hear people talk about, like, McNabb and Peyton Manning and Matt Hasselbeck being old at, like, 34, and meanwhile Brett Favre still trotting out there at 40. We're not talking about running backs. We're not talking about wide receivers. Quarterbacks can generally play till decently till they're about 36, 37 at least. So I think Washington wants to win now. They're not satisfied with Jason Campbell because there are two type of quarterbacks. There are quarterbacks that make their receivers better, and there are quarterbacks who need a solid supporting cast. And McNabb is the former, and Campbell is the latter. I think Campbell can still be a decent quarterback if they send him to a team that has a good supporting cast. And with those young receivers on the way up in Washington, I think McNabb's going to be a solid quarterback.
Well, he wasn't the normal quarterback. I mean, he did run quite a bit early in his career. So, you know, I mean, maybe he's taking some beats. I think he's brittle, not brittle, but, I mean, he's certainly on the tail end of his career. And the fact that they traded him to an in-conference team, what did you think of that, Mark? I mean,
yeah, that was probably the biggest surprise. You know, you don't see that very often, and the rivalry between the Redskins and the Eagles, it was definitely surprising. But, you know, look, the Redskins gave up quite a bit to get McNabb. Their second round pick this year, and I think it's either their third or fourth round pick next year. I mean, speaking to what Scott said, you know, the Eagles have a young quarterback that they're excited about, and to get what they received for McNabb, I guess it was just a hard thing to for them to pass up, but definitely a big surprise. And, you know, there'll be all sorts of drama and storylines when the Eagles come here, and then, of course, when Donovan McNabb goes back to Philadelphia.
Well, since all of you are, you have one Redskin fan and two Jet fans, as a Giants
I'm
fan
not,
and
a
Mets fan.
Fan. I'm not a Jet fan.
Oh,
no,
you're
that's
not?
Right.
No.
Well, what are you?
I'm a Seahawks fan.
You're
oh
a Seahawks
God.
Fan?
You gotta
yeah.
be kidding me. How horrible is your football season every year?
What are you talking about? I've seen you go to a Super Bowl. What are you talking
Scott,
about?
Scott, I got to tell you something. I two of our key employees, our head of design and our VP of marketing, live in Seattle. And
I love that team.
Last year,
team.
I went out, and my guy, the design guy, who just built cinchcast.com, I don't know if any of you guys use it, but
yep.
it's a cool new app. It's at cinchcast.com, and it's kind of a design element that Blog Talk's going to have, very social, and it's going to be blown away. But the guy who's built it, he just works around the clock like everyone else here at Blog Talk, and great guy. His name is Savan, and he is a huge Seattle fan, and I went there and I to visit him, and I bought tickets, and I went to the stadium, and they played the Warner's team, the Cardinals, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And it got blown away last year. I mean, they were so awful, Scott. I don't know, how could you be? Are you from there?
There's just a lot of injuries, you know. And
was that what it was?
You know, the last 2 years they've been riddled by injuries. You know, this was a very good team. I think they're going to turn it around if Hasselbeck gets some good protection. You know. I'm confident they'll turn things around. They were a very good team from like 2001 to 2005. You know, and there's been some very good years. You know, the Super Bowl 40 still rankles me because I think like the refs robbed them, and they were certainly the best team in the NFL that year, and they were very exciting to watch. You know, Sean Alexander in his prime, Hasselbeck with Walter Jones and Hutchinson, and that defense. They were very good. It's kind of like the Mets for me. You know, it's like the good times are good, the bad times are bad. I never get too high. I never get too low.
Yeah. So, okay, you're a Seahawks fan. So, give me you guys' views on the Giants. Like, what are the missing holes for this coming year? Filling in the wide receiver. Were you impressed by what they did last year with some of the guys, the young guys on the Giants? And where's the biggest holes they have?
Where's
Paul?
The biggest holes? Paul would love to point out giant holes, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, you take a look at the defense first. I think they made some decent acquisitions in their offseason that maybe solidified the defense. I think they need to get younger, and we saw them make the moves by releasing Pierce. And, you know, I think that's a good move. I think you try to get younger on defense. It's similar, could be a similar type strategy to what the Jets had to do a year ago, which was get rid of some of the older guys, even though you take a look at a Jets defensive line, it's probably older than you want. But I think getting a younger, fresher defense, I think that'll help a lot. I think if Eli Manning can stay off his rear end and make better decisions, I think that'll help out. And, you know, this is a team that you take a look at the running game is solid, and that's what you're going to base your offense off of. You have to, especially for Eli Manning, which will set up the pass. So I like what the Giants, you know, could do. I think they finished second, you know, going in, and not to say just because I live down here in San Antonio that the Cowboys will end up winning the division, but I think they're set up a little bit better than the other four teams in the division to walk away with that. And I like I said, I see the Giants probably finishing second unless they make some type of significant move at the draft in 2 weeks.
Right. Well, the Giants can't deal with Witten. It's just unbelievable. They can't track that guy down.
Exactly.
What do you think, Mark? Giants' biggest hole?
You know, I'm still, you know, from a fantasy perspective, Eli Manning actually wasn't so bad last year to have on your team. A lot of people always shy away from him, but, you know, he puts up decent numbers. But just as far as playing the game and win, and you know, bringing a team all the way to the Super Bowl, you know, look, he's been a winner so far, but there's something about him that on the field, you know, it's not, he doesn't command the field, you know, say the way his brother does or say the way a Brett Favre does. And that always makes me worry. That's why I was quite frankly happy to see Donovan McNabb come into to DC, is because Jason Campbell had that same issue. I joke with people that, you know, a quarterback really needs that eye of the tiger, you know, that old Sylvester Stallone Rocky saying, and Eli Manning just to me doesn't have that, and I just worry that he's not going to be able to hold up as a leader for the long term. But obviously he's not a hole that's going to be filled right now, because he's so far done just enough that, you know, he needs to prove that he's that winning quarterback. You know, I think that the running game struggled this year.
Yeah, no question.
There was really no identity to the running game. It seemed like they couldn't really find their star running back and at least depend on a running back for any length of time. There was a lot of back and forth and a lot of injury questions. So, you know, the running game is an area that needs to be addressed going into this fall.
Hey, Thank you for that.
If I can interject here real quick, you know, when you talk
about... We got another minute. Last thought.
I'll tell you what, Eli Manning scares the crap out of me. If not only am I a fantasy owner, but if I'm a Giant fan, every time he goes back, it's like he's a deer in headlights. He's not exactly sure what he's doing. Almost.
He's on his back foot, Paul. He's on his back foot. He's got to get on his front foot. That's what it is.
That's what I'm saying. It's very nerve-wracking to me if I'm a Giant fan.
Well, no question. And, guys, I want to thank you for... the fantasy. First of all, congratulations again on the awards, the two awards you won. I think next year we're going to win more awards. My guests tonight have been Scott Engel, Paul Greco, Mark Ronick. It's been a pleasure, and I think a lot of exciting things are happening this coming year. So stay tuned, watch for some great changes, and I'm looking forward to doing this again next year with more awards under our belt.
Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
All right, be well.
Bye.
That's the Alan Levy Show. Thanks, everyone, for joining.
Thanks for joining Alan and Hillary on the Alan Levy Show. Make sure to join the conversation by calling 347-677-0649 and listen to the Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio.